Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedians Aaron Weber and Zach Townsend with us. Aaron's the headliner this weekend at the Funny Bone, along with Zach. One show tonight, two tomorrow at the Funny Bone in Omaha. Nick's got some comedy over in Council Bluffs later tonight, right?
Council Bluffs tonight, Maggie Mays.
Maggie Mays. And we're here with you today. Colleen's in the studio, too, with us. Yeah. And we got all of We got all of our Eclipse talk done off the air.
Yep, done. Onward.
Yeah. Well, like Colleen, I'm just over it. I like that line. I'm just over it. Todd, you got stupid hobbies there. You know, we were talking about hiking off the air. I don't think hiking's a hobby. I think it's something you do. It's cool. I like to hike myself. I know Aaron likes to hike.
Now, there was that list we went through the other day about, you know, hobbies that you can do that are worthwhile, but don't really cost you any money, and hiking is among those. But then, you know, a lot of these we don't really consider hobbies, like
reading. For me, hobbies are like
and cooking.
I have a thing. I make fun of people's hobbies because
you didn't have any.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, well, I do this for a living, so it's kind of like fun. And you guys are comics, and that's fun. So I pretty much consider this a hobby, although I'm lucky enough to get paid for it. So I don't have like a the one I think are the stupid ones are the stamp collecting, you know, that kind of stupid stuff.
The geeky stuff I did when I was a kid.
Little trains.
So, yeah, I have a thing called, it's a franchise are available. It's called Making Fun of Your Hobby Lobby. And you come in and just make fun of it. You tell me your hobby, I'll make fun of it. All right.
Do you guys have a hobby?
I don't consider hiking a hobby, although some people do. That's an activity.
Yeah. You know? I collect baseball cards.
Okay.
Okay. You know what? I'm not going to give you crap for that because I'm a sports fan.
Okay.
And I don't know why I'm not giving you crap for that, but I'm not.
No, feel free to.
Do you have anything? Did you have any money? Anything? Any major money wrapped up in anything?
I've sunk a lot of money into it.
Do you have an expensive card?
Not one particular expensive card. I've got a few players. If 30 years from now they get in the Hall of Fame, I'll have a lot of money.
Like who?
Let's just say I pushed a lot of my chips into Jazz Chisholm with the Marlins.
Okay.
I had this theory that the name of the player is very important.
Well, Jazz Chisholm is a great name.
Jazz Chisholm is an all-time great baseball name.
You would
name,
think it would add value to it if it becomes so.
Well, I noticed a lot of these young players, their cards were getting very expensive, and they all had interesting names. Blaze Alexander, stuff like that. So, or Blaze Jordan. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go in all in on Jazz Chisholm. So I've got hundreds of his rookie cards.
Really?
What's his stats now, and who's he play for?
Yeah, he plays for the Marlins, which is not a good start. But he's having a tough year this year. But, you know, baseball's a long game, so I'm hoping.
But it's a long game to Hall of Fame.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a lot of great ball players that don't make the Hall of Fame.
But, like, my wife comes down in my my office, and I've just got all these cards everywhere. And she's like, well, what even – is any of this even worth anything? I'm like, not right now. But just hold out, dude. Hold out.
Yeah.
You know, if Jeff Samardzija murders his wife like OJ did, then all of a sudden we're sitting on a gold mine.
My son, you'll appreciate this because you know, you buy those, you crack, they call them crack in a box.
Yeah.
You buy a box and you don't know what's in them. mm-hmm. you know, at the card
ripping,
stores.
Ripping, yeah. It's called.
Is that what it's called? I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah. My son, I gave him my credit card. He was about 16. I'm still pissed off at the place that sold it to him. He was 16, and he thought the, what's it called, ripping a box? Riffing a box?
Sure.
He bought one of those, and he thought it was $60, something like that. Even then, I would have been pissed if he spent $60 on it. It was $600.
Whoa.
He comes home, and he goes, like I said, he's 15 or 16. I said, Roddy, you're still old enough to know that 600 is not 60. He goes, I know, but I thought it was 60. Whatever. So we got a Trevor Lawrence rookie in there. So okay. I've become a big Trevor Lawrence, just if it's a football box, obviously. Yeah. And Trevor Lawrence, if he actually kicks ass, it's one of his rookies. And it's like one of those, you know, what do they call them? The 3D looking things, you know.
Oh, it's like a holographic.
Like a refractor.
Yeah. So right now it's worth like $100. I said, you know.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but but you know what? You know.
Yeah. It really is like buying stocks and players. That's kind of fun. Yeah, thing about it.
I wish I would have
kept. Sorry, Jazz is hitting .231 so far.
Because when I was a kid, I think it was Kellogg's was putting out 3D football cards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you mailed in so many box tops, you could collect them all. And I had the entire collection. They put out maybe 50 or 60 of them. And I had every
guys
one
our
of
age, Todd, half the cards were attached to your car, attached to your bike through the spokes to make noises.
Right. We didn't know that you should keep them in pristine
condition. Knew that.
Yeah,
now they do.
We took them around to show our friends in school.
There's these accounts of kids. They're finding like a Mickey Mantle rookie card where the kid had drawn like a cigarette coming out of his mouth. And like that could have been a $3 million card or something.
$3 million.
Now it's crazy. Yeah. Oh, hundreds of thousands at least.
I can't give you too much crap about that because it at least involves around sports. You know?
Yeah, but, totally get baseball cards, football cards, any kind of sport card.
I'm sure your wife's giving you crap about it, though, right?
She is, yeah. I've got it all nice and boxed up now. So it's out of her way, but she's embarrassed.
Zach, you got a hobby?
I got a couple hobbies. I feed like the homeless sometimes and help wounded animals. I teach women how to parallel park. Everything I can do to help make this country
a better
place.
You don't help guys?
Yeah, no, they pretty
really
much
good
they kind of get it. Yeah, for some reason. It's more of an instinct thing I'm learning, but
I find it's a lot easier with the backup camera.
They're altruistic, right? Yeah. Zach's got long hair and a mustache, and by the way, so do I. He got long hair. I can see him saying, "Hey, want me to teach you how to parallel park?"
Yeah, I was teaching. Yeah, on January 6th, I offered discounts for that. So, it's the only day of the year.
That's a good point, Zach. If you wonder what you're going to look like in a few years, it's Tyler.
Oh, it is. Hey, I got no problems with that.
Thank you, brother.
I think we need to run a paternity test here.
You got a good say. Very well be him.
Now, Zach. Got a smaller
that seems something
head.
To get your
right.
mom.
His hat was bigger.
What is your L.A. Dodger hat size? Do you know?
Oh, it's a snapback, but I am on the second to last one.
So you have close to an 8 head, probably.
I'm pretty big. Yeah, I'm a pretty big head.
Okay.
You're probably about. You're probably.
Where are you from, Zach? Where are you from originally, Zach?
Connecticut. You ever go to a concert up there or something?
No. I am from Pennsylvania, by the way. Pretty close. I'm only a couple hours.
Connecticut experience was...
I'm 5 hours from Connecticut.
Did your mom ever spend time in Pennsylvania?
That's a question I'm probably going to text her after the show.
Where'd she go to college?
Look at me. Do you think my mom went to college? You think I come from learned people?
You think he only banged college girls?
Good point, Nick.
What a lot of people don't know is a lot of Connecticut's right on the water. How come we never hear much about the Connecticut shore? It's got to be nice, isn't it?
That's like where the rich. That's when when people think of Connecticut, they always think like rich, but that's the rich part, and then the rest of it's pretty poor.
So which part are you from?
Again, take a wild guess. Yeah.
The non-learned part.
Inland?
A little bit more inland, right in the middle of the state.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So, I've been to Connecticut because I've got some friends that lived in Rhode Island. We should cruise through there all the time. And it's a beautiful area, too, by the way. You know.
I haven't stepped foot in it, but I went through on the Amtrak from Boston to New York City.
And you
City.
Waved.
I waved passing through. The people in New Haven.
All right, so he's got altruistic hobbies, so I really can't give a crap for that.
No.
You know, feeding the homeless. What was the second one there?
I help wounded animals sometimes.
Oh, that's right.
It's the opposite of Todd. Todd just beats them with a branch.
Wow, if they're on the brink of death. I finish them off.
That's a whole other story. All right. So what are the stupid hobbies, Todd?
Mostly collecting stuff.
Except for sports cards are cool.
Gotten here. Here's a story. We won't get into the stories. I'm just reading the headlines.
All right.
The underground world of Tamagotchi collectors. You never had the pleasure of the Tamagotchi. They were cool when my kids were.
Isn't that the little keychain?
Like Neo.
Oh, yeah. No, my kids each have one. You keep alive with your keychain.
Yeah, they're kind of, you treat them like a baby.
Them. Yeah.
You know, you got to feed them so often.
I'm not going to give kids crap.
You got to maintain them. No, but these
somebody
are
needs to. You're an idiot.
These are grown ups who are collecting all kinds of Tamagotchis.
Right.
I can't give this one too much crap. Collecting old cereals, boxes of cereal.
With the cereal in it?
I guess. That would probably make it more valuable.
We had attractive to rodents.
You're right, man. Somebody's eventually going to chew in that cereal wherever you're keeping it, you know?
And maybe you get rid of the cereal and just keep the box. And, you know, whatever free stuff comes inside. Do they still put free stuff inside cereal?
I don't think they do.
I don't think it's more rare.
I just think not the cereal I'm buying anymore.
No,
you know what I mean?
Right.
They probably still put toys in the bottom of, I don't know.
Sugar Pops.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do
Oops
or not.
All Berries or whatever.
Kashi and Grape Nuts?
No, not Special K. Man. Almond Crunch, whatever.
I eat all that stuff too.
Hot Wheels. Guys are still collecting Hot Wheels.
Yeah, they are. Wow. I mean, I liked Hot Wheels as a kid, but I'm not going to collect them now. You know?
Oh, this is one for Zach here. This is actually kind of altruistic. These are volunteers, and they find people's graves. You know, if you've lost a headstone, you can go to this organization, these hobbyists, these volunteers, and they will try to find the headstone of a loved one or what have you.
That's a website.
Yeah.
I've done it all the time. I find old relatives that way.
FINDA, findagrave.com.
Find a grave.
And then people go.
And it's staffed by volunteers.
Huh. Also, that's got to be about 100 people.
Oh, so people actually write. Somebody's got there to take.
Sounds great, uncle.
Somebody's got to take the pictures and then put them on there for people. Because I told you, I found my Civil War relatives on that website.
On that website.
And I went right there, and they were there.
They upload images of headstones from all over, and they'll tell you. You know, on the website where they are.
Yeah, that's kind of altruistic,
There are some guys I follow on social media. They go out there and they clean graves for people.
Oh, that's nice.
They go out there with the chemical cleaners, and then they just sit down and they scrub away at an old headstone for about
that's
an hour.
A good, you know, I like that. I mean, kind of, but because people start, we all been to graveyards where people that have been dead so long, their relatives aren't coming around.
Are these people trying to clean up their karmic scorecard? I mean, that seems like something you do when you know that you've done a lot of bad things in the past.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Maybe they were looking for one themselves one day and decided they could help some other people.
I mean, if you're doing that from the purist standpoint, my God, you are one of the best people on the earth.
Yeah.
I mean,
unlike this room, Zach might do that.
Yeah, nobody here.
Now I go to the gravesite, I dig them up. One more look at them. I go ahead offer a service.
One more look at them. Yeah. Okay.
Good. Zach has a dark side, too.
Yeah, that didn't bode well for me either.
This one's pretty milquetoast. The metal detecting. Our friend Tyler Walsh does it. My buddy Donnie out.
Y'all are about the age where you start doing that, right?
Tyler Walsh is a lot younger than everybody in this room, basically. Mm-hmm. He's still doing it.
But I got a guy who's 10 years older than me who lives close to a lake, and he likes to do the metal detecting.
You ever find anything good?
Oh, he has it. I don't do the metal detecting.
Yeah.
But I don't know of anybody who's found anything valuable with a metal detector.
I don't think Tyler Walsh has found anything like really notable.
No.
He finds wheat pennies, he gets a chubber. Come on.
It's notable to him.
Well, yeah. I think it's just the thrill of finding something.
Yeah, our friend, our comedian friend Tyler Walsh, he's about 34 years old, and he metal detects with all...
Oh, Aaron knows him very well.
Okay, you know him. So he's in a metal detecting club in this town, and he's the youngest person by 40 years.
he's half the age of everybody else.
That doesn't
half
surprise the age of everybody me else. At all.
Right. Well, he'll leave the juggling club and go straight to the metal detecting club.
Well, I think it's similar to fishing, where you just got something on the other end of the line, and that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be anything valuable.
That's
so
fun.
I can see where a fisherman would like
it's
a metal
thrill
detecting.
Of the hunt, right? Yeah.
This is one of those times where I think you don't understand what the word fun means. We go through this every now and again. You keep saying this. I don't know if you know what that word means.
Yeah, I'd rather teach. I'm in the wrong room when it comes to that.
Yeah.
It's fun.
In fact, do I have any like minds that fishing is fun in this room?
I like it.
Okay.
Yeah. You ever go magnet fishing?
Oh, no, I've never done that.
Yeah, it's basically metal detecting. You just throw a magnet out on a rope. You see what you get. It's a lot of
pulling stuff
discarded
up from the bottom.
Guns and, yeah.
How much of that is evidence?
Murder guns, probably, right?
It's mostly evidence. When you get a gun, you're supposed to call the police and they have to come just make sure it's not, you know.
Wasn't used in the commission of a crime.
Have you got a gun? Exactly. Have you got a gun before?
No, okay. I never have. But I see pictures of it all the time. People find crazy stuff. That I throw into
it. Must be a powerful magnet.
It's a very powerful one. Yeah.
Oh, when I was a kid, I had a little, like a carpet. You'd lay it like a lake,
mm-hmm.
and then there was a little fishing rod that came with a magnet.
Yeah.
And little plastic fishies with.
That's what I was thinking too. That's what I was thinking.
And that was fun.
This is different.
Look at Todd over there.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Weren't you thinking the same thing?
I'm thinking that Aaron's got a little rod in his hotel room every weekend and picking up fish off the.
Well, that may
rod.
Be true as well.
Oh, I caught a plastic barracuda.
Aaron Weber, Zach Townsend at the Funny Bone this weekend. They're with us the rest of the morning, too. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.